Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Chris Rock, the comedian. He's a 6'2 manifesting generator. He's on the left angle cross of mass in the quarter of initiation. He's a third color right fixed. He has a conscious 64-47 with the 47 also unconscious, and then this unconscious 43-23 with the 43 also conscious. And then he's got the 20 conscious and unconscious, the 34 conscious and unconscious, the 10 is unconscious, and then that 15-5 that's completely unconscious. Single definition.
Oh yeah, when you think single definition, but with that 43-23, I mean, just all very busy blurting out whatever it is, and he's on this cross of masks, you
mm-hmm.
know, so that I think the thing is, if you're going to blurt out this stuff, you better be wearing a mask, you know, have a role, a costume, you know, that you have when you do your work, you know, you stand behind it.
Right, you create this kind of persona, and in the meantime are giving out, you know, the direction
right.
through your comedy. I mean,
oh yeah, look at that. 47th gate, second line of ambition.
Three times.
You know.
Well, you know, and also, you know, I've done all these charts of these comedians, and that's one of the most noticeable thing about the comedians is this high number of 64-47. It's like they're
yeah.
making sense out of the world. And I mean, and he talks about, you know, that he's just paying attention, and that if people are talking about the same things, you know, he's seeing these things going on, that can be funny.
Oh yeah. Now from this view, this 13th gate, sixth line, you know, taking it in, but listening and, you know, now it's the line of the optimist, the 6-2 profile, but really from the age of 30, you know, this kind of up on the roof, watching, but being very busy with himself. You know, if we were going to keynote him, 64-40, clarity, busy, the channel of rhythm, which is unconscious. You know, when you think about comedy and that, you know, the word you hear them say the most is about their rhythm, the timing, their comedic timing. And then here he is structuring, you know, the 43-23. Efficient structuring of his busyness and his timing.
Right, and I think, you know, these insights about what's going on. I mean, you know, we saw that movie that he did about good hair.
Uh-huh.
Right, and what, you know, what's been done to hair, right, especially black hair. It was so educational, but humorous, and really, like, you know, insightful in this way. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I really notice about his comedy is that it's so insightful. I mean, you know, there's the, you know, the 64-47 that's kind of making sense out of all of this stuff, but he really cuts through it in this unusual kind of unique way, I think, and gives it the spin
yeah
that connects also with a lot of people. I mean, he is one of the comedians that really he has huge audiences at this point, black, white, you know, everybody. He did that tour, I think we saw part of that,
right.
You know, because that was also one of the things he wanted to do, was to be able to bring comedy throughout the world. It's where do you find the funny in the whole world,
right? Well, he's got the channel of charisma, mm-hmm. and the channel of magnetism, and as you were pointing out, that 45th gate, it's fifth line of calling. But it's teaching, you know, it's having to really feel like you're educating.
Right.
You know, and I think really a lot of his comedy is about educating people to what he sees, what's going on as far as whether it's racial stuff, whether it's things to do with his own race. I think a lot of his comedy is about calling out his own race.
Well, just calling out people in general. I mean, he talks about that when he was younger. You know, he would get all worked up about something, right? He'd really be,
uh-huh.
you know, ranting and raving. And the thing that he would notice was that everybody was laughing.
Right.
And he was very serious. I mean, he's a very serious kind of guy, right? And it's like, and everybody's laughing, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, I also see this transpersonal nature.
Yeah.
you know, that he has. It's like, you know, he can't just be in the corner by himself. You know, he's got to actually, he's forced to go out there and do something with this. I mean, and he's done movies. You know, I mean, really, though, I think his comedy is, and he talks about the difference between working alone, because you can also see that this is a design.
Right.
He's got to do this on his own, in his own way. And so stand-up comedy really allows him to create his own vision versus being in a movie, although recently I think he started to write and produce. We saw that redo of that funeral movie that he did.
Right.
You know, he was the one that did that. But I think he really likes being up there by himself.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's, I think also the melancholy is strongly mm-hmm. individual. You
right.
know, the melancholy that comes with his cross. But that creative process, and especially with this 4323, this ear, this inner ear, where, you know, where you're structuring your explanation or the soundbite or the blurt. Now, 23rd gate unconscious, so I think in his early life he would just be blurting out stuff and people would be laughing, and then he would notice that. But open solar plex, you know, so leading a secret life, avoiding confidence. But really being attuned to this revolution, this 49th gate, the lack of principles.
Well, you know what happened when he was young? His parents sent him to this pretty all-white school.
Uh-huh.
So he was beat up all of the time. I mean, it was like he really couldn't do anything because he was so outnumbered, right? So it's also interesting, this kind of overcoming personal oppression. I mean, that part of who he is today is like learning how to, like, take it on the chin, basically,
right.
You know, get beat up, don't say anything, but really watching, you know, who's doing what's going on here, making sense out of it. I mean, he talks about that, you know, all children hate. I mean, children basically bite other children and all
right,
of this.
Right.
And that the reason that we don't hate is because of love. And I think this 37th gate, you know, it's a huge influence in him. You know, his own family and the fact that he has children and that it's only through discipline and love and structure, right? The
right.
structuring. That's what takes us away from the natural hating that we do as human beings. These kinds of insights that this guy has, I think he's just really brilliant.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, he's a 6'2 profile. He's about 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That when he's 50, that's really the time where you come into your own, where, you know, you find your voice, you find your role, you've been called, you know, second line. To dedicate yourself to something that you're going to put out there, and he can be fearless, no activations in his splenic center.
Right, right.
You know, so the stuff he does is risky. You take chances, and, you know, open root center, so kind of in a hurry, but that 58th gate, what is that, fourth line? It's about being able to focus on the appropriate influence.
Well, and I think, you know, that open root center, it's like all of that adrenaline. I mean, he talks about that there's nothing like, you
right.
know, being in front of an audience. You know, he doesn't know any of these people, and he makes them laugh. And that when everybody's laughing together, what an experience that is. So, you know, he's obviously not one of these people that freezes up.
Right.
I think he likes that adrenaline.
Right, right. I mean, to say
and it focuses
of...
him. I think you're right.
Yeah.
He gets focused in that kind of energy. Right.
Right, and he's talking, what, about those limitations, that 60th
right.
gauge, you know, and how
mm-hmm.
we limit ourselves or how we are limited by
and
it.
And being very provocative with the 39.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So, you know, when you do these designs and as you look at people, you really get to see this is what's going on with them. And
well, I think it's so interesting how their, you know, how their lives, just what's happened in their life,
yeah.
right? You know, it's the story that, of course, goes with this design, right? That he's going to have this kind of oppression, that, you know, his parents are going to send him to the school where he gets beat up, like, every day. I mean, talk about, you know, starting with this 6447 and his own personal, you know, oppression. It's all happening in his life, right?
Right, right. And he's talking about
and
it.
And now he's telling
know,
all of us.
You
yeah.
know, and he's calling us to it.
Right.
And he's calling us to be optimistic about it
yes,
also.
I think so.
You know, and that perseverance is part mm-hmm. of that 13-6. And Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
But a lot of fun,
we'll
Randy.
We'll say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.